On University at Albany Week, mental health is an issue for everyone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brett Harris, clinical associate professor in the Department of Health Policy, Management, and Behavior, explores the struggles of residents in one rural region.
Rural communities often contend with deep-rooted issues that impact residents' mental health. These can include things like isolation, poverty, economic and employment challenges, substance use, domestic violence, child abuse and neglect, a lack of affordable housing, and homelessness. In New York State, we see that the suicide rate in rural areas is significantly higher than in urban areas, and it's increasing at a faster rate. In order to alleviate growing mental health concerns, we first need a clear understanding of the challenges on the ground. To this end, our team undertook an 18-month listening tour of 16 rural counties in New York to hear from nearly 300 residents and mental health professionals living and working in these communities. We held two group interview sessions per county, one for adult residents and one for professionals who play a role in community mental health. Many participants spoke about effects of social isolation on mental health, pros and cons of living in close-knit communities, barriers around delivering and accessing mental health services, and how tenets of rural culture contribute to stigma around mental health issues and seeking help. Issues raised by the mental health professionals tended to center on state-level policies that limit access to care, including funding allocations based on population and patient quotas that are difficult to meet with scant resources and staff. We also paid close attention to success stories, that is, communities that have undertaken policies that have proven effective, such as partnering with the gun owning community to share messaging around gun safety. In collaboration with study participants, we developed recommendations to help improve mental health and access to supportive resources. We are now disseminating our recommendations to local policymakers and developing tools for community leaders to promote mental health, both within and beyond New York State.
That was Brett Harris of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.